And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, thank you for tuning in and spending your afternoon with KQNA, Talk of the Quad Cities, and me, Matt Santos. On behalf of the town of Chino Valley and the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, we got a lot of information for you, the listeners, today. We're going to start out with Sarah Haber of Arizona Serve, part of AmeriCorps and Prescott College. So stick around. We're going to find out about what's going on with Sarah and much, much more on KQ&A right after these messages.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercurys, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas, not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornados. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax, we buy all the cars.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four savory chilies that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor a different, unique, made-from-scratch chili each week as you chase away the winter cold here at Prescott Brewing Company. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down with here in your warm and cozy hometown brewery in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Hi folks, this is Danny Sampson. For the seventh time, Little Dealer Little Prices RV has won the Top 50 award from RV Business Magazine. That's over three times more than any other dealer in Arizona. We are officially recognized as one of the best 50 dealerships to buy from in the United States and Canada. Right now, we have super low closeout pricing on all 2018 motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, folding trailers, and toy haulers. Come see the difference at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, Highway 69 in Truewood.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, thanks for tuning in. I am breaking all the rules right now. I am letting everybody on social media know we are on the air live with Sarah Haber. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm okay. Let's run through some of this business real quick here. Of course, we are on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities. You can find out information on KQ&A and listen to back episodes at kqna.com. We are here on behalf of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce at chinovalley.org, where they let us take over the mics once a month to talk about things sort of specific to the town of Chino Valley and Chino Valley local government and programs and things. So later in this hour, we will be sitting with David Hyme and Aaron Deskins of our code compliance department over at the customer service department at the town of Chino Valley. We're going to talk with them for the bulk of the hour, but we wanted to sit down with Sarah as well so she can give us some information on an upcoming event she's got coming up this coming Monday, the 21st, which coincides with our only announcement we're going to give this portion, because we want to remind everybody out there that all of our administrative offices, the library, town hall, public works, customer service, the senior center, all of those departments, pretty much everything with the exception of the PD at Chino Valley, will be closed on Monday the 21st, which frees all of you listeners up to go see Sarah and her crew at where? Where can they go and why? Miss Sarah Haber, take it away. Tell us what's going on.
Well, thank you for pointing that out. Yes, Monday is indeed a federal holiday because it is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. As an AmeriCorps member, we like to recognize this as a day on and not a day off. So it's a day where all national members of national service do community service. So it's a really great way to give back. And this year, Arizona Serve has set up 9 different service projects throughout Prescott, Prescott Valley, and in Chino Valley.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we really want to bring the whole community together that day.
And what are some of the things that are happening? Because I know you've got a lot of volunteers, a lot of different organizations melding together and cooperating. Give us kind of the rundown, but because I know a lot of folks are listening to this as they're driving, through the area or possibly doing on projects in their office or at home. So we understand you're not going to be able to write down notes and everything, you folks at home and on the highway. So before we get into the specifics, the agendas, the events that are happening on Monday, let everybody know where they can go when they're obviously not on their smart devices while they're driving anymore, right? Nobody's doing that. So once you get to your computer, your tablet, your smartphone, where can they go look to get more information? Give us everything you got. Website, social media, Instagram, Facebook, whatever you got.
Yeah, so if you are interested in learning more about what we are going to be doing on MLK Day, you can look us up on Facebook, and that's just Arizona Serve. We also have our website, arizonaserve.org, and that will also include more information. And what you will find there is that actual sign-up link to the specific projects that we have set up for that day.
Great. What are some of those? Give us a taste of what people can take part in on Martin Luther King Day this coming Monday, January 21st.
Well, I just want to start off with the march will kick off at 10 a.m. at Prescott College. So if you want to join us at that time over there, we will march down around the courthouse square and then meet back up at Prescott United Methodist Church for a little celebration. And then following the celebration at 1 p.m., we will go off to our different service projects. And those are set up with Stepping Stones Agency. They are allowing us to serve at all 3 of their locations. La Tierra Charter School, North Point Academy, Sonoran Prevention Works, Prescott Habitat for Humanity, Horses with Heart, and Prescott United Unified School District.
Wow, that's some great organizations, some that do a lot in the community on their own. So with you helping organize this and getting some of your volunteers involved and just really the community involved, it's going to really give those folks, you mentioned so many there, but like Horses with Heart, who does so much great things right in our own town of Chino Valley, different programs and events. This is a way to really show the organizations that you support out there that you support them and give them a hand, give them a make the load a little lighter by having more hands out there.
Right. And, you know, that's the whole point, I think, of community service is giving back and also bringing people together. There are so many organizations here within the Quad City areas that do so much for the community. And by offering these days of service, the community can then learn more about what that organization does and how they're able to provide for the community. And you never know, they could be providing a service that you yourself might need, or you may know someone who needs that service.
One of the things that really struck me when I first moved to this area a long time ago was the real diverse mixture of people from different backgrounds, different parts of the country, different disciplines, different occupations and hobbies and things, especially in the arts and in the creative aspects. So as we see a lot of these different ones in the community volunteer for different service organizations or nonprofits or things like that, it's a real great opportunity for these volunteers to take what they've learned over their course of their education through family, through college, and through their occupations, and really spread that knowledge out there. I was really blown away with some of the backgrounds of the folks that I've met hanging out at the Chino Valley Senior Center or at the Chamber of Commerce and the Lions Club events and things like that. I got a chance recently to sit down with you folks at your office and meet some of your cohort, some of your crew, and you've got some very talented, diverse, and interesting folks over there. What are you looking for, Sarah? First off, talk a little bit about your duties. What is your role over there?
Sure. Yeah. I serve as the VISTA team leader. So I support, manage, and recruit our VISTA members for Arizona Serve on the Prescott side. So in supporting them, I do monthly check-ins with them to, you know, make sure everything's going well. That's where I can offer some of my insight as far as what I know is from my previous year as a VISTA. We also conduct trainings with them that are, I conduct the monthly trainings that we have. So those are just another, it's another space where the members can come together and we can talk about a topic that, you know, we face day to day at our sites or even just in our daily personal lives. And then beyond that, I also plan all these national days of service like MLK Day. And then also what I've been working on is a podcast series, which is brand new for our organization, which takes up quite a chunk of my time. Yeah. But yeah, that's mostly what I've been working on.
Now, the VISTAs, that's the role you were in when I first met you a year plus ago. And some of the ones that I met in your office, those are they're in the VISTA. That's their role now, correct?
Yes.
And so they're kind of embedded in these VISTAs are embedded in different organizations.
Right. They go off to a different organization to actually serve, whereas Arizona Serve is that intermediate organization between the other community partners that we have and AmeriCorps.
Now, what were some of them? I forget the names of the gentleman who was there.
That is Jordan Thompson.
Boys to Men
Mentoring Network.
And they have, again, links there at your website, but they've got a couple of events coming up in spring, some very fun music and get together things. They do the Holiday Courtyard. That a lot of local musicians are involved. One that really stood out was Mona. She's with
Yavapai Casa for Kids.
Very talented young lady.
Yes.
Very entertaining young lady. She was a lot of fun. As a coordinator over there, as kind of one of the leads over there, what are you looking for? What are some of the qualities for vistas that you're looking for. So for anybody out there who might not think they have something to offer, what are some of the qualities you're looking for in volunteers? Not specifically the vistas, but in volunteers in general.
I think in volunteers in general, I think you want someone who's going to have passion. I think that we have so many different unique positions that require so many different skills that there's not one set of skill that I would look for in a volunteer, because there are so many opportunities that different people can fit anywhere. But someone who has passion and someone who's really going to give it their all and, you know, make the best of their situation. That's not to say that they're in bad situations.
No, I understood.
But, you know, it is volunteering.
Yeah.
So, you want to have someone who has that, you know, strong mentality.
So give us, we've barely scratched the surface here. I realize that. And I know you've got to go for another appointment. Again, give your website, your social media. Where can people find more information about you and your organization?
You can find more information on our Facebook page, Arizona Serve. And that is where you will find the sign up link to our service projects. And we are also giving away the next 4 people who sign up for our service projects. We will be giving them 2 tickets to see the Northern Arizona Suns basketball game that is January 19th, and that is thanks APS.
Okay, so again, thank you, Sarah, for coming in. We've barely scratched the surface, but Sarah is on a media blitz this week.
Yeah.
So look for her right here in these studios tomorrow or later in the week with a Q&A with DJ Phone, mm-hmm. and you'll be sitting down with other folks in and around the media here. So tell your talented friends and your community service orientated people out there to listen and look for Sarah and her crew and head on over to the square on the 21st for the march, the MLK March. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We will be right back on KQ&A after these messages.
It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Hey, that is me. Thanks again for tuning in to KQNA, Talk of the Quad Cities. On behalf of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce and the town of Chino Valley, I am Matt Santos. Thanks for tuning in and spending your afternoon with us. Couple of things we want to remind you of course, as we said in the previous segment, January 21st, which is Martin Luther King Day, a federal holiday, the town offices, for the most part, will be closed. That would include, of course, Town Hall, Public Works, Customer Service, the library, the Senior Center, pretty much everything but the PD. So we will remind everybody that if you got some business to take care of with the town, do so this week and then after Monday, because we will be closed on Monday. So head on over if you'd like to the Martin Luther King Day activities throughout the Quad City areas. Check out Sarah's site for information on that. Oh, what else do I got? I printed this stuff way too small, and I can't read it. Oh, there we go. On behalf of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, again, you can find out information at chinovalley.org, including this week's chamber mixer. It will be tomorrow, right? Yeah, January 15th, beginning at 5 p.m. It is a free event. Oh, this is exciting. And David Jaime, who's in studio with us, it looks like he's getting ready for it. January 15th is National Hat Day. So that is the theme of the Chino Valley Chamber Mixer at the Chamber of Commerce tomorrow, 5 to 6:30. Attendees are welcome to drop in anytime during the event. Make sure to look for the welcome table to sign in and receive a name tag to help you introduce yourself and your organization or your business to the other attendees there, and wear a hat. It's National Hat Day. You can maybe get one of those Town of Chino Valley hats somewhere. Do we sell those, David? Are those sold anywhere?
Not that I'm aware of.
So we just got to find a town employee who's not paying attention and swipe there one, maybe. Maybe that's what we got to do. No, that's not right. Hey, this was a well, let's introduce you. David Jaime, thanks for coming in.
Hello.
What, you can't do those one-word answers. This is radio, man.
Yes, this is me.
Now, what's this? It's a homecoming. Our lovely and talented producer in here, Mr. Bill Monroe. You guys had a little homecoming going on in here. You know Bill?
I do.
And you still agreed to come in the studio.
I did.
Knowing he was here.
He's a good guy.
He's okay. Don't tell him, because his head will swell so much that, one, he won't be able to get a hat to fit, and those headphones might pop. You don't want. But he is my favorite person in this building. I love Bill Monroe. Don't tell him. And I know I could say that because I know, even though he's sitting 3 feet away, he never pays attention to what I'm saying in here. He tunes me out better than my family, and they have had years and years of practice tuning me out. David, what is your role with the town of Chino Valley, your current role? Because we're going to get into some of your history as well with the town. But currently, what is your role with the town of Chino Valley?
Well, my current role is a code compliance officer, and I've been doing that a little over 2 years.
Gotcha. Nice. Now, that was a... correct me if I'm wrong, because I often am. That was a solo position for a while. You were the sole code compliance person.
Well,
or code. What was it? Compliance or enforce? Anyway, making sure everybody's in line with the code.
Yes, it originally started as code enforcement, and prior to me arriving there, it was always a part-time position.
Yeah, so it was, and we've talked about this before, and with pretty much when we have any town employees, town officials in here in studio, one of the things we like to stress is that a lot of people for the town of Chino Valley, we are a smaller community in the sense of population and employees and things compared to some of our surrounding areas. A lot of people wear a lot of hats, so you've had some other duties. We'll get into some of those, but I know when I first moved to this area, the person that was handling code enforcement was also involved in a lot of different areas.
Right.
So with you coming on as a full-time code compliance person, it's adding some consistency to the position,
correct?
Which goes a long way to making sure the public knows what's going on, and we'll get into some of the ways that that's happening even more so. But in addition now, that solo position has added a person to that. Who might that be?
Well, it was probably about July, I'd say, when the town decided to add another code compliance position. So we put the word out, and we were fortunate enough to find Aaron.
Aaron, who's that? Who might that be? Who might that be sitting across from me at this table? Introduce yourself, Aaron.
Hello, everybody. I am Aaron Deskins, the code compliance officer, and I'm mainly focusing on the commercial end of the town of Chino Valley.
So it's kind of split or shared.
Right.
Aaron, you'll be handling more of the business dialogue with the local business community.
Right, correct.
David, you'll be handling more of the residential side, ensuring that everybody is informed of the code, what their requirements are to run a business or keep their home safe, things of that nature.
Right.
And then, as we can see today, one of your duties will be to be the face of the department coming on radio and talking. We were filming some video clips for YouTube the other day.
Yes, we did.
And when we talk about the dedication of town employees, the desire to do their job to the best of their ability and inform the public, that is demonstrated no better than having to spend 2 days with me. That is sacrifice, folks. If you don't believe these people love their job and are dedicated to their job, spend a little time with me, and then you'll go, oh, they volunteered to do that? Yeah, they are dedicated. Aaron, I'm going to call you out right here.
Okay,
talking on a microphone and talking in front of a camera, that is not your favorite thing to do, is it?
That is not my favorite thing to do. I like to be the behind-the-scenes kind of person. And somebody else gets to gloat all of that. But
well,
here I am.
We got to remind you, talk right into that mic. Get in nice and close. And you say behind the scenes that talk a little bit about your history with the town of Chino Valley. First off, when how long have you lived in this area?
In
Yavapai County.
I actually came from Phoenix when I was in sixth grade.
So
to Chino,
5 years ago?
Yeah, pretty close. graduated from the high school in 99. Been here since then.
Nice, nice.
I started with the town as a court clerk at the municipal court.
Let's drop back a little bit. You graduated from Chino High in 99?
Yes.
What was the first graduating class? I want to say it's 90-ish, maybe?
That I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not so sure either.
Yeah, that's another example of me doing my homework, doing my research. I do know local businessman and very active citizen, Doc Bowen, was in the first graduating class, if I'm not mistaken. I think he's told me that before. Anyway, so what was high school like in 99? I moved here in 04, so I know how the town has changed in 14, 15 years. What was it like when you moved in and going to grade school, junior high, and through high school compared to today? The layout of the town, the population, what was it like?
So when I first came here in sixth grade, the sixth grade class was actually at the high school campus. The middle school was at the west end of the high school. And then they built Heritage Middle School.
Kind of where the district offices are now?
Okay. Yep, and that older gym. Then they built the middle school. So I was the first seventh grade class at Heritage Middle School. And then went back over to Chino, graduated from there. Had to have our graduation at Ember Riddle because we didn't have any lights on the football field at the time. So, yeah, it's changed quite a bit.
Now, what was your favorite subjects in school? Were you now you're in code compliance, you worked in the court, were you through sixth, seventh, eighth grade and through high school, were you like the hall monitor? Were you the one making sure everybody was in line?
You know, no, not really. One of my favorites.
Note to self, find out what Aaron was like in high school.
One of my favorite classes was FBLA, which is Future Business Leaders of America.
Nice.
We started a school store. while I was there, you know, at the high school, and that was one of my favorites.
Years ago, I was involved in some commerce while in high school, but that's not a subject for discussion on a family radio program. So was that an interest of yours, kind of wanting to run a business and the commerce side of things? And
you know, yes and no. I actually always had envisioned that I was going to be a paralegal. Yet again, the one on the other side doing all the paperwork for the attorney not being up center stage. This kind of fell into my lap, and I've actually enjoyed it quite a bit.
So. Nice. So you now dealing with the local business owners, you kind of came full circle.
I did.
It's nice. Now, when did you start with the courts? Was that your first position with the town?
Yes. Yep.
What year was that?
4 years ago this month. Yep.
Yeah. So you got to deal with some people who, and again, it's when I've spoke with some of our firefighters, first responders, our PD, oftentimes when they're dealing with people, it's not on an optimum day. Obviously, they do some great things in the community, visiting the schools, National Night Out, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But their daily activity is dealing with people when they are normally not having a good day.
Correct.
Having been in a courtroom or two over my lifetime. Not my best days when I've had to go into a courtroom.
They're usually not.
So, and you dealt with customers and people that were there to see the judge and things. So that customer service aspect and dealing with people and trying to explain situations and guide people can be challenging, I would imagine, huh?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that first contact, that's they don't want to be there, you know, at all. And we work through it.
Nice. So you've got some experience doing that, and I'm sure some of that will translate. I know as new clarification on some of our code, we're not going to get into the nuts and bolts of it because it's being changed now. A reminder to you listening, as we like to remind folks to get involved, stay informed, our council meetings, town council meetings are held the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. So this week is an off week, but there's a study session.
Correct.
Tomorrow. That will be dealing, a good chunk of it will be dealing with new code and different changes that are coming as a way to let council and let some of our town leadership finalize and work on some points. So if you'd like to go to chinoaz.net, and at the bottom of the page, there's the agenda and minutes tab. You can actually download the 60-plus page agenda package for tomorrow night and get kind of a behind-the-scenes look at what Aaron and David deal with and what they're going to be tasked with informing and enforcing to the local residents and business communities in the months to come. So you can kind of get a feel of the challenges that that these two folks will be facing. Anytime there's changes, there's that educational process to let people know what's expected, what changes are on the horizon. Yeah. And so some of that will be visiting homes, visiting businesses, and walking them through that first contact to explain what the changes are. So some of that will be coming in the future months. But for the public out there, we want to encourage you, jump on the website. Download or at least review some of that information. And if you have the time, stop by the meeting. The study session will be tomorrow at 6 p.m. where they will be discussing this information, this packet, that will then be presented at future council meetings and maybe altered, maybe changed, and then adopted into code. We want to get into a little of the specifics because often, and I'll put myself in this category, general public, we don't always know the requirements of what happens at these meetings. So we're going to go to a break here in a minute. We're going to return with a couple of more announcements for community events. We're going to talk to Aaron and David a little bit more and talk a little bit about the process that happens for drafts and ideas and proposals to be adopted into record, adopted into law, and what goes on at a council meeting. And we're going to find out a little bit more. We want to hear a little bit more about David's history, what he's done for the town, and update you on some more chamber activities right here on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, Talk of the Quad Cities. We will be back after.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com. Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles
together. There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bowers makes his first remarks in his new role as the 54th legislative session gets underway. The Mesa Republican lauds the diversity of the chamber.
The civility, the respect, the recognition of differences of opinion, and especially differences of faith, are part of this wonderful enterprise. It is the law that we pray together, but it is not the law that we say the same prayer.
He says the House is not bound by any one religion. The Camp Verde Unified School District Board has a new member.
Carol German has been appointed to the board as of last Tuesday. It was previously held by former member Kitty McDowell. Carter accepted letters of interest before conducting interviews a week ago. He then spoke with each of the governing board members individually, as well as school and staff members before making the appointment. This position was posted twice, and three qualified individuals submitted their names for consideration. I'm Lindsay Draper reporting.
Scattered showers tonight through tomorrow night. Overnight's chilling to a rainy 40 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Partly sunny highs near a cloudy 45 tomorrow. Mostly sunny Wednesday with a 20% chance for more rain and up to 50. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, down to a very cold and rainy 41 late tonight, with the same chances for rain through Wednesday. Highs tomorrow near 51, up to 55 and mostly sunny Wednesday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, continues on KQNA.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four savory chilies that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor a different, unique, made-from-scratch chili each week as you chase away the winter cold here at Prescott Brewing Company. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down with here in your warm and cozy hometown brewery in the heart of downtown Prescott.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Windfall Willie here from the Arizona Lottery. What are the odds of a sub-zero blizzard hitting Phoenix? Not good. How about the odds of winning a wrestling match against a barrel of rattlesnakes? Even worse! For the best odds, play my newest game, Triple Twist. With overall odds of 1 in 7.9, your chances of winning have never been better. Hoo-wee! Play Triple Twist today for just $2. Comparison of odds based upon current Arizona Lottery draw games only.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
We are back. Thanks for tuning in to KQNA Talk of the Quad Cities. In the break, we were talking, sharing some stories about the past couple of weeks with some weather-related driving stories. So we want to remind everybody, even though the roads are clear now, As the winter rolls on and the inclement weather rolls in, make sure you check out your car, you check out your tires, your brakes, and check out the weather apps to make sure the roads are safe. And slow down out there. If you are looking for some tips on driving safety and road conditions, we encourage you to follow the Town of Chino Valley on social media, because we regularly post updates from the various agencies, the first responders, the road crews, and all that from around Yavapai County and the state of Arizona. Follow us at Facebook, Town of Chino Valley AZ, and then on Twitter and Instagram, both of those tags are at CVAZ Town. Links for those are at chinoaz.net in the upper right-hand corner. We want to make sure everybody stays safe and keeps our roads safe, and you get to your destination safely. What else? We got one other thing I wanted to put out there. We were talking before the break about tomorrow night's study session, which is a preview of an upcoming council meeting where actual decisions will be made and motions will be passed. But that's not what happens at a study session. The study sessions are a time when the council, the town officials, town leadership, and the public can hear about upcoming proposals. Discussions are made, presentations are made, so that information can be studied. Thus the term study session. It's a real good look at the way government works. Another way to get an inside look at that are the various citizens academies that happen throughout the area. The PD, Chino Valley PD, runs a police citizens academy periodically, as does the town of Chino Valley. A couple times a year, the town runs theirs in conjunction with the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. So information on the Chino PD CD Citizens Academy. The Town of Chino Valley Citizens Academies are available at chinoaz.net and also links at chinovalley.org for the chamber. The reason I bring that up is there is an ongoing Citizens Academy for the county that is happening now. The next session is January 17th, 5:30 p.m. Runs for a couple hours. It's an eight-week program. This eight-week program is at no charge and open to anyone living in Yavapai County, 18 years of age or older. The program provides Yavapai County residents insight into how county government works, promotes open lines of communication, and offers a clear understanding of how county government services affect the everyday lives of its citizens. Hey, that's me. I'm a citizen of Yavapai County. Information is available at yavapai.us, and the location is the Yavapai County Boardroom, 1015 Fair Street in Prescott, Arizona. So check out yavapai.us for information on the county's Citizens Academy, and then check out chinoaz.net for any information on upcoming Chino Valley Citizens Academies with both town government as well as the Chino Valley PD. That will give you an insight into how programs like our code compliance officers work. We had a nice update from Erin Deskins before the break on what brought her. I'm sure there's more information on her activities in high school, but I'm fairly certain we'll have to get to those off mic. But now
they're all good.
They're all good. Okay. Let's talk with David Jaime and tell us a little bit about what brought you to this part of the state? What brought you to this area?
Well, my parents. I was born and raised in Prescott, Arizona.
Oh, nice. You yep. are a local native.
Yes, sir.
Not many of you folks left. A lot of transplants like myself. So what was your dad's business? What line of work was he in?
He actually worked early in my life for a company called U.S. Motors, where it used to be housed where Ruger is now.
Yeah, Ruger right there near the airport.
Yep.
Yeah, our council member Jack Miller had his career over there.
They actually knew each other while they were there.
Oh, nice, nice. So where did you graduate Prescott High School?
I did.
Yeah?
Class of 95.
95. Yes. He's no shame in giving us his age. That's the year I got married. I'm old. So what were your interests in high school? Where was young David Jaime going to...
Well, girls, of course.
Yeah.
No, I enjoyed lots of high school, you know, lots of different parts of it.
Yeah.
As far as subject-wise, it would have to be English.
English?
I really enjoyed that.
Nice, nice. Well, you got plenty to read.
Yeah.
I've got a 66-page... packet for tomorrow night's study session that a lot of that deals with your department. Now, when did you first come aboard with the town of Chino Valley, and in what capacity?
That would be July of 2007 is when I first got my job there, and it was as a parks laborer.
Yeah, so working in the parks. Now, is any of that parks crew still with us at the town?
Yeah,
we've got some long-term employees going.
Yeah, there's one other guy there. He doesn't work for parks anymore. He's in the roads department,
yeah.
But he came on within months of when I came on.
Oh, so, nice, yeah. Nice. Did you work with our good friend of the show, Carlos?
I have, parks? Yeah. He came on a lot later, but yeah, we have worked together.
Yeah, Carlos, I got him on mic for about 10 seconds one time. I enjoy talking with Carlos, one of the characters that works for the town of Chino Valley.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, Carlos is a lot of fun. He's over at Parks now. Mm-hmm. What were some of the duties? As a Parks laborer, what were you doing?
Well, you know, just we had at the time, I believe, about four or five parks, and we basically just maintained those. When we weren't doing that, there was always an event going on that we helped support that, set them up and take them down and make sure they run smoothly.
So you got a chance to work out in the fresh air and the sunshine of Yavapai County and Chino Valley.
Pretty much every day.
What a good, that is nice. That
yes.
is nice. We got some beautiful parks. A lot of people, especially in the surrounding areas, aren't real familiar with what gems we have. That that section there, Memory Park, in right near the library and the senior center that's being expanded, is a real jewel of the community. So this is open to both of you. Again, the nuts and bolts of code compliance is being formed as we speak. But what are some of the goals and desires of you in code compliance and with the department for both the residents on the residential side and the businesses? Why have a code compliance? What's the benefit to the residents of the town?
Well, as far as residential goes, you know, it's first and foremost, it's about the health and the well-being of our community. You know, and a lot of people don't understand sometimes how that relates to code compliance. But you know, you have a piece of property, we just want to make sure that it's kept organized, you know, straight, nothing dangerous on there, anything like that.
And I'm looking over, just glancing over, barely scratching the surface on that packet for tomorrow night that will be discussed at the study session. Health and safety, property maintenance, abatement for public nuisances in the form of weed abatement and things right. like that. Keeping not just property safe, which of course is paramount. That's an important thing. Right. But it also assists in keeping our hard-earned dollars that we put into our property as residents. It keeps those values up. It makes sure that the same code, the same regulations are applied evenly throughout the residents. How about for businesses, Aaron? What are some of the benefits to a business?
You know, we're going to try and focus on keeping Chino Valley business friendly. You know, when you come down 89, you want to see the beautiful businesses, the Highway 89 frontage.
Yes.
That's what we're going to be trying to focus on, keeping the weeds, keeping the outside storage, you know, stuff like that. Just keeping it beautiful so we keep getting the businesses here.
And again, the consistency so that businesses, when they're exploring coming into Chino Valley and bringing their businesses and services here, they know what's expected.
Correct.
Is always good. So part of that, as this plan is modified, discussed, and adopted in the coming months, and with the other program of the beautification program that we didn't even get a chance to talk to, but we're going to be talking about that in the months to come. As that rolls out, what it's going to do is really encourage town staff, mainly the two of you, but also the rest of the folks in customer service, to really educate and inform the public on what's coming, what changes are coming, and the whys and the whens of when this comes into play. So thank you folks for sitting down with me. Again, this will be discussed tomorrow night at the study session, 6 p.m. It will be continued to be discussed at council meetings moving forward as the weeks and months go on. We will be right back on KQ&A with some closing thoughts after these messages.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Drive away a winner this January at Cliff Castle Casino. We've got your keys to a brand new Kia Sorento. Earn entries all month for a chance to win cash prizes and a new car. Increase your chance of winning with bonus entries on Tuesdays. Keep the winning going with Friday night cash drawings from 6 to 10. Two people each hour will win a share of $3,000. Then on Thursday, January 31st, one lucky winner will drive away with a 2019 Kia Sorento. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Hi, I'm John Dombrowski, president of Grand Canyon Planning Associates and host of The Word on Wealth. Is the bull market over? Well, no one really knows for sure, but one thing is certain. It's time to take a second look at what you're doing with your investments. Slight adjustments during times of volatility can make all the difference for the long term, so you don't run out of money before you run out of time. I've been assisting my clients for over 25 years and can help you as well. Call me at 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. That's 480-991-1055. Or visit us online at GrandCanyonPlanning.com. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you again, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, we want to thank you, the listeners, for hanging out this afternoon and wasting some time with me on KQNA for the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. I want to thank Aaron Deskins for sitting in with us, David Jaime for sitting in and talking their history and code compliance. We also want to thank Sarah Haber with Arizona Serve for talking in and spending some time. And as always, we want to thank the lovely and talented Bill Monroe for making sure you can hear us. We'll talk at you later.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.